This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. And today, I am joined by Claire Ferguson. Hi, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm really good. And yourself?
I'm bloody awesome.
That's awesome.
Aye. It's been a little while. We've met on and off through the years, aye.
Many times, yeah.
Many times. But we've never actually connected face to face like we have today.
No.
That's exciting. I wonder what's going to come out today.
All kinds of wonderful things. All kinds of things.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Claire. What do you do?
I work as a healer. I'm also a keen gardener, grow food, preserve, make cheese occasionally, play with leather. That sounds a bit bizarre.
It does. That's giving me a... Yeah, we'll carry on.
No, I like to make things out of leather as well. You know,
like belts and bags
and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, you sound just like my type of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to be a very creative soul, aye.
Quite crafty. I also make balms and tinctures and roll-ons and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
I find those of us in the spiritual field, though, we tend to be that way. We've always got to have that creative something going on.
I think it's a little bit also to do with knowing what's around you and what goes in your body and those kind of things.
Yeah.
I guess the more sensitive that I've got over the years, the more I've stepped away from all of the commercial stuff.
Yeah.
And just really like to make my own things where I can, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Claire and I, we've just been having a little of chin wag before we press the record button, and you might hear from our accents we've got something else in common too.
Yeah, we're both not from New Zealand. So I was born in Cornwall, but I'm from the Isle of Man. So I moved over to the Isle of Man when I was 3, and I left there when I was about 22. I lived in Argentina for a while. I went back to the Isle of Man, and then I came here.
Wow. So what brought you to New Zealand?
An ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I met him in the Isle of Man. He was doing some fencing for my dad, and I got to know him. And he said to me, if you want a vegetable garden, you need to come to live in New Zealand. And, you know, in the Isle of Man, you don't have a lot of land where you can grow stuff. So
yeah.
That was really it. That
he
was
pulled you in with a vegetable garden.
He pulled me in with the veggie gardens. Easily pleased.
Oh, I know, right? And you've never looked back since?
I've looked back a lot. I look back a lot because I've got all of my family there, and I've got other family in the UK. And you yourself know when you're disconnected from your family like that, it's always a huge pull.
Absolutely. The hardest, it never gets easy leaving, does it?
No.
Have you been back and forth?
I went back this year, just gone. We went back, but it was the first time in 7 years because, you know,
yeah,
it costs a lot of pennies to go home. It
certainly does.
But it will always be home.
See, I went back my son was a baby, so it was 2018. I went back for a little while. I wanted to spend time with my family. But when I got there, I realised why I was in New Zealand.
Yeah. The weather soon refreshes you.
Everything. What I thought was home was actually the catalyst for me having to move away.
Yeah.
Because being a spiritual person in the UK,
it's a lot harder.
It is, it's just like chalk and cheese.
Yeah.
Nobody ever understood me.
No.
Nobody got me. I've always been the way I am since a young child.
Mm.
And everybody else knew it, but I didn't. So, yeah, coming to New Zealand was my eye-opening oh my God, there is another way of life.
It's a lot freer here.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And like you said, the natural medicines, I learned all about that over here, and it's changed my life completely.
Very much more open-minded here. Like, I still have clients all over the world, and I do a lot of those distance healing. But New Zealand people seem to be the most open to something alternative.
Yeah.
You know, when something's not working for them, they are the most likely to say, all right, well, that's not working for me. What else is there?
Exactly. What else is possible?
Yeah. And it's that whole number eight wire thinking, you know, like, if we can't work it this way, let's find another way around it.
Kiwi ingenuity.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that about here.
Absolutely. Me too. So you're based in Taranaki at the moment.
Yep, I am at the moment.
And you're heading away, you tell me.
Yes, yeah. So we're actually selling our home, and we are moving up Northland way. So
beautiful.
Big changes. I've been working here in Taranaki for 26 years. I've got quite a big client base, so obviously I can't leave them behind.
No.
So I'm going to come back. I'll fly back every 6 to 8 weeks and see people and work a good balance out.
Yeah, it's got to be done, eh? But you've got to live your life for yourself too.
Yeah, you know, I've only ever lived in Taranaki since living in New Zealand, and it's a big place.
It is. It's huge.
And I'm like, well, let's go and see what else there is. You know, let's try growing bananas. Let's try growing papayas. Let's just play with things.
Why not?
Yeah. Life's fun.
It is. Absolutely. So where do you see yourself in the next few years then? The big picture.
Big picture. There's a lot of changes happening in the world.
Yeah.
I see myself still doing the work that I'm doing, but being more connected, even more connected to the earth than I am now. There's a lot of changes that are happening at the earth center, and I love to send energy through the earth to kind of ground myself and also work with the earth energies to kind of balance things.
Yeah.
But I've found recently the earth is getting very overwhelmed by the stuff that's happening. And so I'm actually grounding through the earth into the outer planets to try and anchor the energies more strongly.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really need to be in a place which is completely peaceful.
Yeah.
To be able to do that well.
I get that.
See, I knew you would.
Totally get that. And especially what's going on in the world, we are such empathic beings. We struggle with the weight of the world on our shoulders, literally.
Yeah. It's a choice, right? We've chosen this path, and we've chosen it because of the beauty that's in it too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when people are in turmoil, it can be overwhelming.
Totally. Totally. And that's, again, that's a big reason why I had to move away from everything I ever knew.
Yeah.
To come somewhere where nobody knew me and I had the chance to be myself.
I know. It's difficult though, because like the Isle of Man's got a really strong Celtic heritage, you know? Yes. So in the music, in the conversation, in the heritage sites, everything about it is kind of like the essence of my spirit, and when I'm away from it, it feels like I'm in two places.
Yeah,
you know, and it's lovely to have a foot in two worlds.
It totally is.
But at the same time, it's that sense of home. You know, like if I go back to the Isle of Man, I'm going to run into someone in the supermarket that I went to school with, right?
Mm-hmm.
That never happens here. You know, I'm going to run into someone and they're going to say, oh, do you remember Blue Peter? And I'll go, yes, I do. And everyone else will look at me like, what are you talking about? You know, so it's that sort of shared sense of who you are and where you fit.
Totally. Yeah. And that's, it seems to be that thing as well, is that we know each other, but we don't know each other. But there's always going to be that connection there.
Yeah, because you know who Blue Peter are.
I know exactly. And I had a bad one.
Did you just?
We got all these people outside now listening and saying, what on earth are they talking about, Blue Peter?
Do you remember Willow the Wisp and Evil Edna?
Willow the Wisp was my favourite.
Evil Edna.
Yeah,
I know. I actually bought the video or DVD when I could find it because it was so culturally significant.
Oh, Evil Edna, the TV, Will of the Wisp. Oh my God, these are all children's programs that we used to watch growing up.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, do a quick Google search and it'll come up. But oh yeah, love it. Talk about a little bit of reminders of the past. Have you got a song for us today?
I would have to say that the first one would be Mother, I Feel You, after what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
That would be my first song I would want to mention because, as I just mentioned, that connection to the earth is getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
And it's that shift in consciousness. It feels almost like in grounding and earthing and protecting and nourishing, we help stabilize the craziness.
Yeah.
And so Mother, I Feel You has got to be the first song then.
Yeah. I'm going to play that, but I just need to pipe in a little bit something before we do that, okay? 2020, February 2020. And this is something that comes up every year to remind me, thanks to Facebook, right? I woke up one morning and I just had this amazing, incredible feeling that something amazing was going to happen.
Mm.
And I spoke to my husband and I said, oh my God, this is so bizarre. I'm just so excited.
Mm.
Something incredible is going to happen. I don't know what it is.
Mm.
I don't know what's going to happen. But something incredible is going to happen this year. And when it's all over and done with, everything is going to be so much better for us little people. And that's the actual words that were given to me.
Oh, bless.
Us little people.
Yeah.
Not the big wigs in control or those who think they're in control. Us little people. And that just brought that straight to my heart. Mm. So I'm going to listen to this song and I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ya, hey-ya, hey-ya, ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Mother, I hear you in the river's song. Eternal waters blowing on and on. Mother, I hear you in the river's song. Eternal waters blowing on and on. Hey-ya, 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 ya hey ya hey ya ho, hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya ho, hey ya hey ya hey ya, ya hey ya hey ya ho, hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya ho. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the spirit's gonna take us higher. Father, I see you when the eagle flies. Light of the spirit's gonna take us higher. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ya hey ya, hey ya ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya ho.
Oh, what a beautiful piece of music. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Took me zen and I forgot what I'm saying now, but hey, let's come back. Come back to the present. So what brought you, first started you off on this road then, Claire? How did you first get interested in this line of work?
As a healer, that wasn't really something that you did back home. Mm-hmm. In the Isle of Man, right? It just wasn't something that you did. But I remember all my little invisible friends.
Yeah.
I remember playing on the beach, making gardens for the fairies. I remember picking wildflowers and walking along the street, giving them to people. There were different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But once I came over to New Zealand, it was like I was finally able to open up with things.
Yes.
And I started working a lot with colour, particularly, I started working with something called Kios Energy Healing. So it's different from Reiki in that it really doesn't use a lot of symbols. It's all about color and chakra clearing and things like that. And I started off with that. And then a good friend of ours, he got cancer, and he was diagnosed with cancer, and he was approaching it in a really natural, holistic way. And my ex-husband used to live near this amazing healer called Chris Seddon. And Chris Seddon was based up in Tauranga. And our friend rang him and said, "Hey, Chris, you know, I've been diagnosed with cancer." Chris said, "Yeah, come on up." And so Grant went up to see him, and Chris worked with him, and he said, "Yeah, you'll be all good now, mate." In fairness, it wasn't just the healing. Yeah. It was also a lot of other things that our friend did. You know, he changed his lifestyle. He changed his diet. He took a lot of supplements. No way was that just one thing.
Yeah.
But I rang Chris and I said, "Hey, would you teach me?" And he went, "Yeah, when are you coming up?" And so that started a period of about 2 or 3 years where I would travel up and I would learn some things from Chris. And then I would come back down again. And I used to work for Koha. Mm-hmm. And that was how I kind of got started. All of those years ago when I first got started, I have this lovely client in Stratford. And since then, I'm working on the fourth generation of that same family.
Wow.
So it's that, you know, beautiful long connections. Yeah. But yeah, Chris was basically the one that started me working at a level that I wasn't comfortable with. All right. And the great thing about working at a level you're not comfortable with is that you learn heaps more. You know, so waving my hands around and moving color was one thing, but this was hard, physical, in the reality, someone on your table, having to be connected and vulnerable at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. And of course, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I've moved around this mountain now. I think this is my 7th healing room here.
Yeah.
Just move every 2 or 3 years. And most of my clients have come round with me.
We'll be coming round, won't we? You're going to have a tribe to follow her up to Northland.
I know. That might be it. Eh? It might be a mass exodus. But no, that's why I'm going to come down, because I'm just so, I really am grateful for the people that have been in my life for the last 20 odd years in this healing journey. So yeah. No way I'm not coming back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, there's... I'm very blessed to have a lot of places in the community that we can borrow for the day as a treatment room as yeah. well. So if you need anywhere to work from, let me know and we can sort something out.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure I'm a little bit of a gypsy lass at yeah, heart, yeah. I guess. So I'll even if I have to work out the caravan, I will.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah, I've done it before too. It's quite big though, the massage table to lug around.
But. They are. Well, that's how I started, was a mobile therapist.
Yeah.
And I used to go to people's houses and then I was like, oh, this is great, but the weight of carrying all the equipment was getting too much. So that's why I decided I'm going to be mobile, but I'll be mobile clinics. So I go, I'm like, as you know, I'm in Remedy on Mondays.
Yeah.
I'm at the thermal pool on Wednesdays and Fridays. And then the rest of the time I work from home.
Yeah.
So having that opportunity to travel around is not going to affect your therapies in any shape or form, because those who love you will follow you.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty excited actually about just changing the energy and again doing things I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
It's always good to challenge yourself, right?
Absolutely. And doing things that you don't normally do out of the blue, that's how you get the experience as well, and how you get the confidence that what you do is worth a while.
Yeah. All of the cards are good. All of the cards say, yep.
Yeah.
Come on, time to get new challenges, change yourself up a bit.
Because we do stagnatize after a while, don't we?
It's so easy to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to be comfortable. And it's just so, it's like a warm fire and a cup of soup, you know. Yes. And it's just like, oh, this is bliss.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
Absolutely.
You're not here for that.
Oh. So you first started doing healings and You do some readings as well?
I do some readings as well. I do a lot of distance healing. I do a lot of dowsing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use my little twirly-whirly dowser, so yeah. My little copper spinning thing.
Is that a pendulum?
It's a pendulum. But I've had it for years now. It's kind of, it's copper because it amplifies the energy, so it's really easy to read.
Yes.
And it's, like I say, it's 20 years old and I carry it in a little pouch. And then I've got an auric magnetic wand,
yeah.
You know, and I've got two of those. And I love those as well. They're really clear indicators. So I do quite a bit of dowsing of all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Dowsing's very awesome.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Love dowsing.
I do too. It's like, woohoo!
The twirly's going crazy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like whenever I get anyone on my table, I always get out my auric wand first. I'm checking their overall well-being. That includes their chakra system, but it can include their subtle bodies or their bloods. And we correct whatever's out of whack there before yes. We do anything else.
That and, sounds awesome. I might have to jump on your table before you run away to North.
I know.
We'll have to sort something out.
We could easily do an exchange.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'd love that.
Okay, we'll work on that one.
Yeah.
Excellent. Ah, so what's next on the agenda for?
At the moment, we are flat out trying to get the house looking like it's immaculate with people living in it.
You've got a beautiful space here, though.
It is lovely.
You'll have no problems.
No, it's a beautiful
The energy will connect you to the right buyer.
It's already attracting people that think permaculture, that think balance, that think about the ecosystem, you know, like we don't spray for any insects or anything like that because all of the birds and everything eat those insects. So we're just part of the balance that's going on. So we don't try and force ourselves on the natural environment too much.
Yeah. Excellent. Whoever buys this house will be very lucky people.
They will. They will be delighted.
The land will be blessed.
Yeah. It's very productive.
Excellent. And with that, shall we pop another song on?
Oh, I would love to put another song on. Now, this one's actually from a long time ago. And this song is by The Levellers and it's called The Boatman. And it talks a little bit about that inner thing that I have, which is like getting too comfortable, move again. So it's very much about that journey, you know.
Cool. We're listening to that one.
Thank awesome. You.
If I could choose the life I please, then I would be a boatman. If I could choose the life I please, then I would be a rover. And if the road was not for me, then would choose another. Cross mountains and the valleys deep, where I would take these his weary feet. If I could choose the life I please, then I would be a rover.
Oh, that's an awesome song. And in case you've forgotten, you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I'm joined by Claire Ferguson. So today, this is what we do with this part of the show, Claire, is we're going to do a collective card reading. And I'm going to be using my deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And I'm just going to give the cards a shuffle and see what is just jumps out. And then we can have a talk about that and whatever else comes up in the process.
That's awesome.
Okay. So my guide's Frank, and he's already showing me some that I need to talk about. One, how many are you going to give us today? Two. There you go. We'll go for those ones.
We've got four.
Mm.
Thanks, Frank.
Right. Very interesting. Very interesting. The first card that came out is Find Your Voice. And this is talking about not being afraid to say how you feel and say what you think. And especially in this time of the collective consciousness that we are in right now, I also want to be aware of your words.
Yeah.
Because your words can cut as much as they can bless.
Yeah.
Whatever you think. Oh, look, I've got excuse me.
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Ooh.
So, of course, they can.
So, yeah. Be careful what words you speak, what thoughts you think, because they can affect us, how we feel day to day in general. Personally, we know there's a nightmare going on in the world.
Yeah.
We know. We've known for so long. And I just cannot watch the news.
I haven't watched it for years.
No, I cannot read newspapers.
Nope.
Anything comes up on social media, I got to flick straight past. Because being such an empath, I connect so deeply with the world's conscious collective.
And the children, you know, the children of the world at the moment are suffering. Yeah,
there's so much going on, not just one, not just two. There's everything, you know, and if you, 5 years ago, we were all called conspiracy theorists for trying to warn people of what was going to come up.
Yeah.
And now, fast forward 5 years, it's no longer a conspiracy. It's all being plastered in our face.
Yeah. It's funny. Can I just add a really quick thing here?
Please do.
I signed up for the Apothecary's Year of Self-Care, right?
Yes.
And on my very first session, which is where you kind of set your goal,
yeah,
mine was be brave,
mm-hmm.
right? Since then, this whole decision to move, I've been on three radio shows and podcasts.
Yeah.
Finding your voice is a big message for what the transition has been, from being quite quiet and hiding away into, no, actually, you know, I do actually have to stand up and be brave.
Yeah.
We all do.
Because it takes one person to stand up and everybody else will go, ah, yeah, okay, I'm behind you.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to go first.
No, no. Well, unfortunately, I'm going first. Today. I'm leading the charge. Hurrah! Off to the north.
I have matches. Right at dawn. Oh, that's excellent. Mm. Another part about that card is, yeah, it's not just for you, it's for everybody else. Again, that standing up and being in power, because it takes one person to start that ball rolling.
And to stand up for other people as well,
Those who don't have a voice.
Yeah. Like, I've been seeing a lot of young kids that have been getting bullied and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's been so hard for me to watch how difficult it is for the kids today with social media.
Yeah.
And they're doing the best they can to rise above it, you know, but that bullying is just constant. And I was bullied.
Yep.
You probably were too, for the same reasons.
Yep.
It may not feel like it now, but in 5 years' time, all of the strength that you've gathered from this experience will be the making of your independence, your resilience, your ability to stand up when others would put you down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's the transforming fire.
Yeah.
And it's over really quickly if you can just get through it.
And also what these kids who are going through this right now, what they don't realize is they are being bullied because the others can see how amazing they are.
I know.
They can see how special, how spirited, and how knowledgeable they are. And they have to take you down so you don't get a big head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a superpower.
It is a superpower.
It really is a superpower.
Doesn't feel like it at the time, though.
No. So if you are being bullied right now, please know, it's because you've got something amazing that somebody else wants to hide.
Yeah.
Next card.
Who's this?
Till Death Do Us Part.
Oh, that looks so nice.
And this actually follows on to that a little bit as well, because we never see ourselves for who we really are.
No.
the energies that combine through not just this lifetime, through many lifetimes, but we can talk about this lifetime in general. So exactly what I just said right now, you can be bullied because it's not because there's something wrong with you, it's because everybody can see what's right with you.
Yeah. And there's always been something about the collective energy wanting to keep people small.
Yeah.
And if you can just get through it and you allow yourself to really expand, nothing will ever stop you.
No, absolutely. There's only one limit. And that's your imagination.
That's really unlimited, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only limits are the ones you put on yourself.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Everything has come to pass. Everything you've learned from that point to this point, they've all come for right now.
Yeah.
And there's a hell of a lot more to come as well. What's your perspective?
Mm.
What's your perspective? So this card comes from all these cards are memories in one shape or form. Combined memories pushed together. This particular memory comes from when I was a young girl, when I first I broke my leg. I was tiny, I was skinny. Now this is a bullying story of such, okay?
Mm.
I was tiny, I was skinny, and then I broke my leg and I was in a wheelchair for 6 months because I couldn't, not because it was, I couldn't walk around, it was difficult. So I was literally up to my thigh in plaster.
Yeah.
And what happens when you're an outgoing child who likes to run around and then is sat on their butt for 6 months?
Mm.
They're going to put weight on.
Mm.
Yeah. And people around me didn't like watching me get bigger. Mum in particular. So she used to help me see the error of my ways by calling me little fatty, little hippie.
Oh, how joyous.
I know. So cute, eh?
No.
The cute little nicknames.
Yeah.
Right? So my mum was actually one of my first bullies, because she didn't realise what she was doing. She thought she was trying to help me because, you know, I can't look in the mirror and see through my own eyes. So she had to give me hers. And that's exactly what this card is representing, okay? What other people say about you, see of you, that's their own perspective.
Yeah, it's always important to feel comfortable with yourself for where you are and who you are. If other people have a problem with that, that's their stuff.
Absolutely.
You know,
don't change yourself to make other people more comfortable.
Oh, no, never.
Because it always comes back to bite down.
Yeah. Yeah,
always. I've tried several times.
People pleasing never works.
No.
It just extends the lesson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% on that one. And the last card that popped out, ancestral wisdom.
Hmm.
And this card represents, it's the Taranaki Mountain. And there's a lady standing on the riverbank and she is looking into the water. And the lady that's standing on the riverbank is quite a young version of herself.
Mm.
She's young, fit, healthy. No, she's got no wrinkles. She's in the
epitome, I guess.
That's the word. Yeah. We'll go for that one.
Yeah.
She is absolutely, you know, the epitome of health, youth, excitement, adventure. And as she's looking in the water and her reflection is her many, 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 many years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the lady in the water is again trying to reflect back that I was you, you are me. We are one.
Yeah.
Allow the lessons that need to be learned. Don't let them hurt you. Don't take them personally.
No. It's funny, you know, like my ancestors, my most recent line, they were all hard workers, man.
Yeah.
You know, they were factory workers. They were down getting it done.
Yeah.
And that very much feels like the energy that's needed at the moment.
Yes, we just got to get the job done. Eh?
Getting it done. And that means, you know, if you want to react and scream and shout at someone, just take the time to sit back and see if it's going to be worthy of you or the people that stand behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? Don't get caught up in the emotion of things at the moment. There's a lot of undercurrents of unease.
Yep.
Don't be one of those people. Don't be the one getting grumpy in the shopping queue.
Please don't.
Or behind the driver, you know, don't be the one screaming and shouting to yourself. Yeah. Because the only one you're hurting is yourself.
Just because that person is driving the speed limit.
Or less.
No need to get angry.
No.
You got a couple of things, you know. Yes, there is need to get things off your chest, but do it in a safe way.
Yeah.
And write a letter.
Yeah, write a letter. That's
good. Write a letter. Get as angry as you want when you're pressing those full stops at the end of the sentence. Yeah, and however many exclamation marks.
Don't take it on Facebook. No. All the little keyboard warriors. Just leave it behind. It's serving no one. It's just hurting people.
And yeah, if you're in that place where you're getting frustrated because of something somebody else is doing, just think, I wonder what's going on in their world today.
And what's the lesson in it for me?
Yeah.
Because there's always something.
Why do we need to witness this behavior?
Yeah. There's a lot of wisdom in realizing that, I'll say the universe, but you and me know it's really the great God's rolling dice.
Yeah, man.
In the universe and what it's trying to illustrate for you. Yeah. And usually these things that trigger you are trying to show you the way out.
Absolutely. If that's hurting you, what's that hurting? What part of me is hurting by you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, that's my, that's a few cards today. So I hope that goes straight to wherever that needs to go to and whoever needs to listen.
Beautiful cards.
Absolutely. And shall we finish off with another song?
Why not?
You've got one more?
I have got one more. And that would be I Am My Mother's Savage Daughter.
Oh!
How apt is that?
Ow! Let's do it.
I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child is a savage. She looks for her omens in the colors of stones, in the faces of cats, in the falling of feathers, in the dancing of fire, in the curve of old bones. I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair. I will not lower my voice. My mother's child dances in the darkness. She sings heathen songs by the light of the moon, and watches the stars and renames the planets, and dreams she can reach them with a song and a broom. Into this world through blood and through pain, and deep in our bones the old songs are waking, so sing them with voices of thunder and rain. We are our mother's savage daughters.
eyes, we will not cut our hair, we will not lower our voice.
Oh my God, I just had to literally tie myself in the chair to stop myself from jumping up and just
banging a drum.
Oh, that felt so earth. Oh my God, that was lush.
Yeah.
I haven't even got the words to explain how I'm feeling about that one. That was,
I love it.
Power.
I love to belt it out.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm doing the garden.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
Yeah, I really belt that one out.
Cursing the sharp stones.
Yeah, cursing the sharp stones. There's a few out there.
Well, Claire, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been really lovely to finally get to chat to you.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again before you run away and leave
us.
Oh,
we will. Oh, we definitely will.
So how's the best place to contact you, Claire, if anybody out there wants to connect with you?
Probably on my phone, actually, 027-411-6000. Texting is best, because if I've got clients, I only pick up messages. So.
Yep, excellent. Mm. And you will be, even though you're going away, you'll still be doing remote healings.
I'll still be doing remote healings. I'll still be doing in-person healings every 6 to 8 weeks. We've asked for 3 months when we sell our house to keep decluttering, is my nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be here for a while yet.
Yes, excellent. And if you'd like to work with me, you can find me on Facebook. So my page is called Love Keres. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. But I gotta be honest, I've taken a bit of a sabbatical from social media for a little while.
Good thing.
I've got lots of things happening. I've got my website is actually in the process of being revamped and renewed. I've got workshops coming up, and let's not forget the spiritual markets that are held on a monthly basis in Stratford. For the first next one is in April now, the first weekend of April.
Mm-hmm.
You can come to if you know where the A&P showgrounds in Stratford are, right by the Speedway, before you get to the Speedway, so you can come and see me there. And we can do online readings, we can do face-to-face readings, we can do body work, massage. And Mondays I'm at Remedy in Stratford, at Wednesdays and Fridays I'm at the Thermal Pools, and by special occasion only invitation, I also work from home. I don't need everybody come into my house if I don't actually know them, so I only work from home with people who I have physically met. So
yeah.
Yes, that is me, that is you, and that is us. And I feel like the tour needs now. And it's a good night from me.
I can't remember, sorry. And that's a good night from him.
I hope you have a wonderful day, everybody. And thank you so much to Access Radio Taranaki for allowing these programs to go ahead. Wishing you all a blessed day. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.